My understanding of God was revolutionized by a personal experience in 1996. This is his February 1998 newsletter. Ruth and I had been sitting up in bed one morning praying together as we normally do, and I became aware of a powerful force at work in my feet and lower legs, and it moved upward until my whole body was forcibly shaking by it. Ruth told me later that the skin on my face changed to a deep red, but at the same time I was aware of an arm stretched out towards my head, seeking to press down something like a black skull cap upon me. For a few moments, there was a conflict between these two forces. Now, I find it interesting that the power of darkness came from the head down, the high place down, but the power of light came from the low place up. For a few moments, there was this conflict between these two forces. Then the power at work in my body prevailed, and the arm with the skull cap was forcibly taken away and vanished. Immediately, without any mental process of reasoning, I knew that I could now call God my Father. I had used the phrase our Father for more than 50 years. Doctrinally, I was clear about this truth. I'd even preached a series of three messages on knowing God as Father, but what I received at that moment was a direct personal revelation. Let me share with you my interpretation of this experience. I was born in India and spent the first 5 years of my life there. 20 years later, after I was saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, I became aware of some dark shadow from India that always hung over me. I understood it was one of India's gods that had followed me through life, seeking to oppress me. There was one particular way that this god oppressed me. Every morning I would awake with a dark foreboding of something evil awaiting me. It was never anything precise, just some amorphous darkness. This unknown evil never actually happened, but every day the foreboding was there. How many can identify with Derek? I mean, getting up and you get up in the morning and it's like you don't have a home. There's no love. There's no comfort. There's no acceptance. There's no hope for protection. There's no hope for being at peace and rest. And here, one of the greatest men of God of the 20th century identifies with you. He identifies with what it's like to get up another day and wondering, am I going to make it another day today? Another day of pain. Another day of fear. Another day of people saying all the wrong things about me. Another day of not matching up in the eyes of the people that matter. He understood very well. He goes on and says, after I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, the foreboding diminished in intensity, but it never disappeared. I did, however, discover that if I set my mind to praise and worship, the foreboding would lift from me, yet it always came back the next morning. You know, how do you go on living like that? How do you go on knowing tomorrow I've got to get up and I've got to do battle against this thing again? Is not the power of the cross more powerful than the darkness we have to fight our way through every year? We're talking about Christians in England. We're talking about Scotland. We're talking about people that know God, people that walked with God. He went on and says, the day that black skull cap was pulled away, the foreboding vanished, never to return. And from that morning, it became completely natural for me to now address God as Father or my Father. I now have a personal relationship, not just a theological position. And when he wrote this, he says, I've been enjoying this new relationship for about 2 years. He's saying it's one thing to know God as Father, but it's another thing to experience him. Even in 1 John 4:16, it says, we have come to know and believe the love which God has for us. You notice John separates knowing from believing. You can believe the love the Father has for you, but what Derek's talking about, at 80 years old, he experienced it, and he's got a whole book on it, Husbands and Fathers, that he's now written about what God brought to him in this revelation of 1996. But I don't want to stop there. I want to close with one more paragraph. Ever since I was saved, I have believed that if I continued faithful to the Lord, I will go to heaven when I die.